Books on Tape presents The Betrayal of the Blood Lily by Lauren Willig, read by Kate Redding. Prologue, London, England, February 2004. The food of love isn't music. It's grilled cheese and tomato sandwiches. As the waiter set the plate down in front of me, I could see that the tomato had sunk down into the cheese, creating an edible sculpture in the shape of a heart. It seemed appropriate for the occasion. Outside, it was the sort of crispy, clear winter day that you get occasionally, even in England. Beautiful and sunny, without a hint of a cloud. It was the season of white lace doilies and heart-shaped boxes of chocolates and teddy bears that squawked mawkish sentiments when you pressed their distended tummies. In other words, it was almost Valentine's Day, and I had decided to do a little matchmaking of my own. Why should Cupid have all the fun? My boyfriend's sister was desperately in need of a romantic intervention. Boyfriend. It still boggled my mind that I had one. I was very aware of Colin's arm draped casually over the back of my chair, as though it had always belonged there. It gave me a weird little thrill to realize that we were the established couple here, beaming benevolently upon the singles. It was hard to remember that a mere 3 months ago, both my personal and professional life had been scraping rock bottom. Like many a historian before me, I had come to England on academic pilgrimage, worshipping at that altar of scholarship, the British Library, with its multitudinous manuscript collections, in the hopes that the great God of the archives would prove merciful and shower footnotes down upon me. Surely, I had thought, with all the boundless optimism of the fourth-year graduate student.